题目啊，信心是什么？来做我们的互相勉励。
This morning's topic for our study is what is faith.
啊，有一次有一个朋友来到基督教会堂。
Once a friend came to a Christian church.
那他来以后呢？啊，他到处看。
When he came in, he looked around.
来到会堂，后来在上看到来讲台看看，前后看看。
He walked around and looked through everywhere.
但后来他去饭厅啊，去教室啊，到处看。
Walked to the classroom and to the cafeteria.
那有些信徒就觉得很奇怪啊，他在到底看什么？
Some of the members were curious what this person is looking for.
可能有些人还觉得说他是不是小偷啊，再看看有什么东西有价值可以偷。
People even suspect whether he's a thief or not, trying to find things.
那所以有人就问他说：“先生，你在看什么？”
So people ask him, "Sir, what are you looking for?"
那这个人呢就回答说：“我在看你的神啊，你的神在哪里？”
The person replied by saying, "I'm looking for the God that you worship."
那么你可以看到说，这个会堂没有任何的形象，就是说没有任何的偶像。
But I don't see any images or statues.
那今天我们知道在科学界里面都很讲究这个实验。
We know science talks about experiments.
那所以有人主张说啊，我们要用科学啊，就用实验啊，来印证神有没有存在。
Some people advocate that we need to experiment to see the.Whether God exists or not.
那么，如果我们有这样想过的话，那其实我们对这个宗教、对信心和对信心不太了解。
If you had this kind of thought, then you do not understand what faith is.
啊，在科学里面啊，他们科学是要依靠实验来证明。
Science based on experiment.
那我们要了解，科学只是生活上一部分。
But science is only a part of our life.
那科学的方法不能用在我们生活上的每一个部分。
The methodologies that are applied in science not necessarily apply to every aspect of our life.
比如说
，For example，
如果我们去法院的话
，If you go to a court，
法院不是在讲实验。
The court doesn't talk about experiments.
法院是依照是根据。这个律法还有这个证据。
At the court, we talk about laws and the evidence.
那么在我们生活上啊，我们知道就有人际关系。
In our everyday lives, we talk about the personal relationship.
这个人际关系不是建立在这个实验上。
Personal relationships do not establish based on experiment.
这个人际关系是建立在信实上还有爱心上。
Personal relationship is built upon trust and love.
没有人说啊，我要跟你建立关系，请问你的身体百分之几是水分？
People wouldn't ask you to be a friend and ask you how many percent of your body weight is water.
那这个宗教呢，是靠信心，不是靠实验。
Religious belief is based on faith, not based on experiment.
因为神是看不见的。
We are not able to see God.
因为圣经上告诉我们，神是个灵。
Bible says that God is spirit.
所谓灵就是他到处都是。那他要显现给你看，就给你看；他不给你看，就看不到了。
Spirit surpasses time and space, and when it manifests to you, then you will be able to see. If it doesn't, you won't be able to see.
所以在基督教一个很注重的一个观念。就是所谓的信心，就是这个信心就是确定你还没看见的东西，你很确定它存在着。
In Christian beliefs, our foundation is based on faith, and faith is the certainty of things we have not seen.
我们来看希伯来书十一章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse
1. 希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse
1. 希伯来书十一章啊第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
啊，希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
啊，在这里告诉我们信心的定义是什么。
The author says, tells us the definition of faith.
啊，第一节这样说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
啊，信就是所望之事的实底。
faith is the evidence of things not seen.
啊，就是说我们还没有看见的东西，啊，我们盼望的东西，我们相信绝对会发生，以后会发生的。
That's a certainty of the things that we hope for that will materialize.
啊，未见之事的确据，就是说我们还没有看见，可是我相信它存在着。
Evidence of things not seen means things that we do not see, but I believe they exist.
啊，这个很抽象，我就举例子来讲好了。
This may be very abstract. Let me give you.
我们就说假设了，我现在口袋有100块。
For example, I say I have $100 in my pocket.
请问你信不信
？I ask you, do you believe it or not?
啊，有些人说我还没有看，我相信你所说话。
Some may say, I believe what you say.
有些人说，你通常口袋是没有钱的。
Some may say, you normally don't carry money in your pocket.
我不太相信你，你可能是现在随便乱讲。
I don't believe you. Maybe you just say it.
那有些人可能在这里会觉得说，你根本没有钱，在我口袋里面。
Some may think that you don't have any money, then you won't have $100 in your pocket.
那有些人根本是爱管不管的，我不管了。
Some people may. May not care.
那我们看看有没有100块。
So let me see if I have $100. 100块。
那
in my wallet.
当我们看到100块的时候，已经不是算信心了。
When you believe what you already see, that's not faith.
因为你看到了，你看到就不用信了。所谓信，就是说你还没看到之前，你相信这个已经有存在了。就像说。我们相信说这个胡弟兄啊，有100块在他口袋里面。
What faith is you believe the things that you have not seen, means Pastor Hu has $100 in his pocket that you believe.
啊，同样，神是看不见的。
We're not able to see God.
那如果我们相信神是存在的，那我们对神就有信心了，这叫信心。
If we believe God exists.That means we have faith.
那如果神显现给我们看了以后，审判大日啊，给我们看了，那个哦，的确有神，那已经太晚了，那个就不叫信心。
If God revealed to us and showed us His existence and the end time, then that doesn't call faith.
那圣经上第一节说，信就是所望之事的实底。
Verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
有时候我们告诉儿女说：“哎，儿女啊，记得这个，我回到家之前啊，请你把我饭做好，还是把我这个什么厕所、你房间清好。
”We may say to our children, cook the rice before I come home, or get your room cleaned before I come home.”
那有信心的父母对儿女有信心的话，那他说完以后他就放心了。
If the parents have faith in the children, then after he or she hang up the phone, he believes that this will happen.
可是如果对儿女没有信心的话，
if parents don't have faith in the children,
你会看到这个父母亲呢就唠叨了，哎，有没有清扫你房间呢？再过段时间打电话，有没有清扫你房间呢？饭有没有煮啊？
The parents may repeatedly calling home, ask whether the things are done or not.
好。那这所望之事就是我们所望，就是说希望我们儿女会这样做。那么我们相信了就放心了。那不放心的话，就是不相信。
So things we hope for, that means we hope the children will do what we want them to do, and we believe they will be done.
那希伯来书十一章呢，给我们很多的例子，什么叫做信心
Hebrews chapter 11 gives us many examples of faith.
我们看这个第三节
Verse 3
我们先看第二节第二节说古人在这信上、啊、得了美好的证据
Verse 2 says For by it the elders obtained a good testimony
这个是、一个引言、啊、就是第三节以下他就告诉我们说、很多人、啊、在刚才这个第三节以下记载很多人因为的信心、啊、给我们留下很好的榜样他们也体验到这个信心的好处信心的重要
This is a prelude leading up to the examples followed starting from verse 3
所以、作者准备给我们很多的例子什么叫做信心还有信心的重要性
The writer is going to give us many examples of faith
还有信心的重要性
And the importance of faith.
那我们也会讲到说这个信息这个怎么用在我们生活上。
Then we can conclude that how it can be applied to us.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
第一个例子。
Verse 3.
第一个例子。
This is the first example.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的。这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
神在创造宇宙万物的时候、啊、是从没有到有。
God created the universe and everything in us from nothing.
那神在创造人之前呢，先创造这个地球、太阳，一切种种一切生物。
Before God created man, and He created the world, the earth, the sun, the moon, and everything in it.
那如果有人说哦，我看见神啊创造，那个绝对撒谎的，因为、啊、他还没出生，他怎么看得见呢
？If someone says I saw God created everything.That must be a lie because no one existed.
那唯一、可以要这样接受，就是借着信心，因为我们没有看见，可是我们相信啊，照神的话语所说的，神说他创造宇宙万物一切，那我们就这样相信。
It is by faith that we believe God created the heaven and earth.
那其实、就像在历史上中国的历史上我看很多人就被教导说我们有个皇帝
such as in the Chinese history the legend says there was a person called a
Yellow Emperor 那可能西方人不知道什么叫做皇帝、啊、
andThe Westerners may not know who is this.
可是我们当中有些人就相信有皇帝啊，虽然没有看过，可是这样有人这样传达，我们就相信了。可是就是这个信心啊，你从来没有看过啊。
Some of us may believe this is true. The person did exist. That's even it's just a legend, and that is a faith.
好，那么。在这里告诉我们说神的能力、啊、相当的大他可以从没有创造有从本来没有东西的可以忽然之间让这个东西就存在着
God has great power that created everything from nothing
那如果我们相信这个神是全能的因为你可以从创造有从没有东西创造有那个已经超过我们人可以想象的
If we believe God is Almighty, created everything from nothing.
如果我们可以想着怎么去创造从没有到有的话，我们就是神了。其实这个是超乎我们能想象的。
If we can understand how things are created from nothing, then we are God.
好，那这个就是说所谓的信心啊，这个是最基础的。我们没有看见，可是我们相信神有这样做，神有这个能力。
This is the fundamental of faith, is to believe something that we have not seen.
好，那在今天呢，我们也是这样相信神。
Today, this is the way we believe God.
我们来看这个马太福音第八章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们放个书签在希伯来书十一章，我们再翻回来。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音。
Keep your bookmark at Hebrew 11.
第八章。一到三节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 3.
马太福音第八章一到三节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 3.
这里说耶稣下的山、啊、有许多人跟着他。
Verse 1, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him.
第二节有一个长大麻风的来拜他说主若肯必能叫我洁净了。
Verse 2, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
第三节耶稣伸手摸他说我肯你洁净了吧他的大麻风立刻就洁净了
Verse 3 Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him saying I'm willing be cleansed immediately his leprosy was cleansed
这是一个古代所发生的一个事实的事情两千年前发生的事情、
This was something happened 2000 years ago
那如果你相信这样有发生的话那就是信心了
If you believe this truly happened, this is your faith.
好，那这个长大麻风的啊，他相信主耶稣有能力来医治他大麻风。
The leper believed God has, Jesus had the power to cleanse his leprosy.
那问题是，主耶稣愿不愿意？
Then the matter is whether Jesus is willing or not.
今天我们向神祈求。
Today we pray to God.
我们不要怀疑神有没有能力。
We don't need to doubt whether God is able or not.
有时候有些人会怀疑神会不会有能力，是因为啊，他祈求了，可是神没有给他。
Some people pray to God, but his prayer was not granted. They start to doubt whether God is able or not.
那其实呢、啊、就像我们做父母亲一样、
Just like parents、
啊、有时候儿女、啊、像我们要玩具对不对 要我们买玩具给他我们就买给他了、
When children ask for toys and we may just buy the toys
可是过一段时间后呢他又 要玩具我们打算不买给他、
After a while children ask for another toy but parents decided not to buy
那么不是说我们父母亲没有钱买玩具给他。
It is not because the parents don't have money to buy the toy.
而是我们愿不愿意，我们觉得有没有这个是对我们儿女有没有帮助。
Instead, the parents think of whether it is helpful to the children or not.
啊，所以我们不要怀疑神有没有能力，其实神绝对有能力的。
So we don't need to doubt whether God is able or not.
那如果我们对神能力有怀疑的话
If we have doubts about the ability of God,
请问我们会向神祈求吗？来帮助我们吗？
Would you pray to God to help us or not?
不太会。
Probably not.
可能是我们已经求过很多人了，已经走投无路了，谁都没办法帮忙了，那就试试看吧。来求告耶稣看看他可不可以帮助我。
Maybe we have asked help from every person we meet without avail. Then we come to God and just try it.
所以我们人常常喜欢信靠那些我们看得见的。哎，这个人呢、啊，我跟他讲话，他回答说可以，那我们就心安了。
People often like to trust the person that they are able to see.When the person promises something, they feel better.
可是我发觉到说人的能力也是有限的。
But man's ability is limited.
我们再看一个例子，我们看这个路加福音第八章。
Another example in Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章的二十二节到二十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 22 through 25.
路加福音，哦，不对，路加福音第七章，我们先看第七章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 7 instead.
路加福音，第七章，第一节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 1.
路加福音第七章第一节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 1.
耶稣对百姓讲完这一切话，就进了加百农。
Verse 1, now when Jesus concluded all his sayings in the hearings of the people, he entered Capernaum.
第二节，有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了。
Verse 2, and a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die.
第三节，百夫长风闻耶稣的事就托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。
Verse 3, so when Jesus heard about, when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant.
第四节，他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说你给他行这事，是他所配得。
Verse 4, and when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that,The one for whom he should do this was deserving.
第五节，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
Verse 5, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue.
第六节，耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说，主啊，不要劳动，因你到我的舍下，我不敢当啊。
Verse 6, then Jesus went with them.And when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
第七节，我也是自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
7, therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you.But say the word, and my servant will be healed.
第八节，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。
Verse 8, for I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant,Do this, and he does it.
第九节，耶稣听见这话，就稀奇他，转身对跟随的众人说：“我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
Verse 9, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
第十节，那托来的人回到家百夫长家里，看见仆人已经好了。
Verse 10, and those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick.
在这里记载着主耶稣有一次去了加百农。
Here recorded Jesus went to Capernaum.
那有一个百夫长，他的仆人生很严重的病，快要死了。
One of the centurions, his servant.Was sick and about to die.
但是百夫长呢，没有见过耶稣。
The centurion never saw Jesus before.
从第二节呢，从第三节，他只是听过耶稣，主耶稣所行的神迹奇事。
He just heard about Jesus and Jesus' miracle.
其实我们今天很多人也没有看过耶稣
Many of us, most of us, never seen Jesus.
那我们只是从圣经上，还从别人的口中听到主耶稣所作所为所说的。
We heard about what Jesus did from the Bible and other people's testimony.
那这个百夫长对耶稣有信心。
The centurions had a great faith in Jesus.
他相信耶稣有这个能力，因为他听说他以前耶稣就以前可以医治过病了。他相信他今日也可以医治病。
He believed that Jesus had the power to heal others and.Jesus has the power to heal his servant.
那么他也相信，既然耶稣有这么大能力，那这个耶稣是神啊。
Since Jesus has great power, he must be God.
所以呢，他觉得很不配来到主耶稣面前。
He felt that he is unworthy to come to Jesus.
他请这个以色列的长老去找主耶稣来医治他的仆人。
So the centurion asked the elders of Israel to come to see Jesus.
那么 他听到说耶稣快到他家的时候，他很惊讶，怎么耶稣会来到我家呢？他赶快派一些朋友说，告诉耶稣说，主耶稣，你不用来我家，我不配啊，你只要说一句话，我的病人就会，我的仆人就会好了。
When he heard that Jesus was approaching to his house, he was startled and sent people to see Jesus. Don't trouble to come to my house. If you just say a word, my servant will be healed.
所以这百夫长本来才请这些长老去找主耶稣，不是说叫主耶稣过来，只是说叫主耶稣，请主耶稣呢，就是说一声，他的仆人就会好了。
When the centurions asked the elders of Israel to see Jesus,He didn't mean to ask Jesus to come to his house. He only wanted Jesus to say a word to heal his servant.
那主耶稣呢，就称赞这个百夫长，他说这个信心啊，我从来没有看过这么大的信心在以色列地。
Jesus praised this centurion saying, such great faith I have never seen even in Israel.
那这个百夫长就体验到主耶稣的能力，他看到他的仆人立刻就好了。
The centurion experienced the power of Jesus.Because his servant was healed immediately.
那今天我们也像这百夫长，我们没看过耶稣。
Today we're just like this centurion.
可是我们相信耶稣是神，他有能力来解决我们的问题。
But we believe Jesus is God. He is able to solve our problems.
我们就向他祈求。
So we pray to God.
那么神有他的时间和他的方法。
God has his timing and his method.
那这看起来好像很简单啊。
This may seem simple.
可是呢，在生活上啊，有时候我们会像主耶稣门徒，没有什么信心。
But often in our everyday lives, we are just like a Jesus' disciple, lack of faith.
我们看这个路加福音第八章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 8.
第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
从二十二节到二十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 22 through 25.
路加福音第八章二十二节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 22.
有一天，耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说：“我们可以渡到湖那边去。”他们就开了船。
22. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake."And they launched out.
23节，正行的时候，耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了暴风，船将满了水，甚至危险。
23, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and the windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy.
24节，门徒来叫醒了他，说，夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风大浪，风浪就止住平静了。
24, and they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
25节，耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说，这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。
25, but Jesus said to them, Where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obeyed him.
这些主耶稣门徒啊，本来就是犹太人，他们就是在拜独一真神，创造宇宙万物这真神。
Jesus' disciples were Jews, they worshipped this one true God.
那么他们跟随耶稣，看到主耶稣啊的教训，也看了主耶稣行了很多神迹奇事。
They followed Jesus and heard Jesus' teaching and saw Jesus perform the miracles.
有时候我们在生活上我们看到我们的朋友啊，还有是弟兄姐妹啊，体验到神的神迹，体验到神的这个作为神迹奇事。
Sometimes we witness friends or members experience God's miracles and God's healing.
不等于说我们就有信心了。
That is not equivalent to our faith.
当这个门徒碰到危险的时候，
When disciples encounter crisis,
他们真的把他们以前所看到的主耶稣所行的神奇奇事，还有主耶稣对给他们对神的教导啊，关于神的教导啊，忘得一干二净了。
They forgot everything they witnessed of Jesus' miracles and Jesus' teaching.
他们的信心很小，他们会向耶稣祈求说，哎，耶稣啊，我们要丧命了，不是，我们要丧命说，你看我都要死了。
They have very little faith, said to Jesus, Lord, we are perishing.
他说我们呢要丧命了，是我们是指你看我啊，都要死了。
When they say, we are perishing, that includes Jesus.
那么我可以看到他们很惊慌啊，很恐惧啊。
They were scared and fearful.
那主耶稣就平静风和海，一句话就好了。
Jesus just said a word to calm the wind and the water.
那在二十五节，耶稣问门徒说：“你们信心去哪里了？”
Verse 25, Jesus said, "Where is your faith?"
他们真的把他们以前所信的、所知道的丢了一边了。
They have thrown away everything they heard and believed previously.
有一个真实的见证这样说。
There was a testimony.
记载在这圣经月刊里面。
This was reported in the Holy Spirit.
我们一个姐妹啊，她跟别人就说不信主的人一起投资。
One of our sisters made an investment with her friends, non-believers.
那有一天呢，他听到一个消息说，他那个同伴啊，把钱拿了跑掉了。
One day she heard that her partners took the money and ran away.
他当然很惊恐啊，他马上呢，他第一件事情所做的是跑到教会去祷告。
She was so scared and ran to church.
因为那个钱很多，不是几千块而已啊。
It was a huge sum of money.
那他第一句话跟神说：“神啊，我钱丢了。
”She started praying, saying, "God, I lost all my money."
说完这句话的时候，神让他看到一个天使在他旁边。
After she started to pray, then God showed her a vision, an angel beside her.
我相信，如果我们看到天使，我们会吓一跳，他也吓一跳。
We may be astonished when we see an angel.
那这个天使就问他一句话。
The angel said to her,
请问你所拜的神是什么样的神？
Let me ask you what kind of God that you worship.
他吓一跳，都吓呆了，说我所拜的神是什么神？
She started to think, what kind of God that I worship.
想想看，创世纪说第一章第一节，神创造天和地嘛，宇宙万物。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says God created heaven and earth.
而且圣经上说他是全能的神。
The Bible says God is almighty.
他就这样子回答这个天使了。
That's how she replied to the angel.
那这个天使就回答他说你为什么这么恐惧啊？
Then the angel asked her, why are you so scared?
他无话可说。
She was speechless.
的确我们都相信很多人在这里都相信我们所拜神是创造宇宙万物的神啊。
Many of us believe the God we worship created heaven and earth.
可是不一定啊，我们祷告的时候真的相信啊，他是全能的神。
But we don't truly believe that's true in our prayers that God created the universe.
有时候我们信徒还告诉神啊，神啊，我告诉你，你该怎么做来解决这个问题。
Sometimes in our prayer, even said to God, "God, this is how you should do to solve."
好像神好像不知道发生什么事情，好像神没有不够的智慧啊，该怎么去？好像不知道，我们好像觉得神有不够的智慧，不知道怎么去办。
It seems that in our prayer, we don't believe God has the wisdom how to solve our problem.
那我们今天有很多信徒也体验到神。
Many of us have experienced God.
比如说主耶稣。告诉我们说要求圣灵，那祈求呢？绝对会到最后会给我们。
Jesus told his disciples and us to pray for the Holy Spirit. When we pray, He will give to us.
那我们就有信徒一直祈求、祈求、一直祈求，他相信说神这样应许给我，那神不会撒谎，那的确他就得到了。
People pray and prayed and believe that God's promise.Will come true, and indeed they receive.
我们要怎么如何体验到神的灵呢
？How do we experience the Spirit of God?
首先，第一步就是我们要相信神的话。
First, we need to believe the Word of God.
我们去做，那这个做呢，就是我们的信心。 我们一直这样追求，一直祷告，但时间到了，神给我们的，我们就体验到神的存在，我们信心就得到结果了。
We have to do what the Bible teaches and believe, and it is true, and all the promises will be fulfilled. If we do so, then when time comes, God will fulfill His promise.
好，我们再翻回来希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 11.
我们看这第四节。
Hebrews 11 verse 4.
希伯来书十一章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4.
这里说，亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此得了称义的见证，就是神指他的礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and that through it he being dead still speaks.
亚伯和该隐是人类的第二代。
Cain and Abel were the second generation of human beings.
这是记载在圣经里面。
This is recorded in the Bible.
记载着说，有一天呢，这两个人都在献祭。
The Bible says one day Cain and Abel were making an offering.
那亚伯所献的祭呢，神接纳；那这个该隐献的祭啊，神没有悦纳。
The Bible says God accepted Abel's sacrifice, but not Cain's sacrifice.
那为什么这个亚伯的献祭得到神的悦纳呢？
Why did God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice?
第四节告诉我们说，因为亚伯献祭的时候是因着信在献给神的。
Verse 4 here says, when Abel made a sacrifice, and he did so with faith.
在那时候，亚伯和该隐献祭的时候没有看到神。
When Abel and Cain made the offerings, they did not see God.
那古代是用献祭，可是今日呢，我们是祷告，还有做圣工，做神的工作，就像献祭一样。
In the ancient times, people make offering and sacrifice to God. Today, we pray to God.
那亚伯呢？因着信来献祭给神。什么叫做因着信
？By faith, Abel made a sacrifice to God. What does it mean by faith?
神是看不见的。
We cannot see God.
可是呢，亚伯相信神就在他的前面，神看到他所作所为啊。
Abel believed God is present when he made offerings.
那既然神是存在着，那神要看他的献祭。那请问，如果我们是亚伯的话，我们我们要献什么东西给神？
If that is true, God is present when Abel made a sacrifice. If we were Abel, what do we offer to God?
我们会献那个，因为神是很像个贵客，不是说拿个垃圾给他。那他当然觉得说神这么重要，他怎么他拿最好的？圣经上说他拿这个一岁的羔羊的这个一岁的羔羊了献给神。
God is the most honorable guest. So when Abel offered, he took the best of from his flock, and 1 year old blameless lamb.
那同样的，今天呢、啊，我们向神祷告。
Today we pray to God.
如果我们真的相信神在我们面前
，If we believe God is in front of us,
请问我们将怎么祷告
？Then how do we pray to God?
我相信我们不会头脑这边胡思乱想。
I believe we will not start to think other things.
我们相信说神啊，在我们在前面，他已经知道所发生全部的事情，我们心里所想的，他都知道。
God is in front of us. He knows everything going through our mind.
所以我们祷告的时候呢，我们会用，就是把什么事情呢，真心的跟神这样从我们心中跟神讲。
We must pray sincerely and tell the truth from our heart.
我们不会跟神隐藏一些事情，因为我们知道说神都知道了。
Because God knows everything, so we will not hide anything from God.
我们不会跟神用虚假的那种不真诚的态度跟神讲话。
we would not talk insincerely or trying to fake our words.
同样的
，words.
我们刚说献祭就像做圣工一样。
I just mentioned offering sacrifices is just like doing.
我们如果做圣工，所谓圣工就是像弹钢琴啊、领诗啊、翻译啊、讲道啊、清扫啊。
The holy works means like playing the pianos and cleaning the chapels and everything in the ministry.
那既然是要献给神，那我们绝对会做的最好，因为这个神是很重要的。
Since we do this as a sacrifice offered to God, then we will do our best.
我们不会这个晚上啊，差不多四点钟才睡觉，后来早上起来哦，还忘记今天要做什么，马马虎虎的，心不在焉。不会的，因为这样子就没有相信说神在看着我们在做。
We will not stay up all night and then come to church without any energy.And doing things without any focus.
该隐呢？圣经上啊，可以看到说他也是有他相信有神，可是他信心有没有比亚伯那么好
？Cain also made an offering to God, but he did not have the kind of faith that Abel had.
那圣经记载说，他就从田里面拿一些东西啊献给神。
So the Bible says Cain just took something from the field and offered it to God.
那圣经上没有说他是献那个初熟的果子，就是第一批货。Okay, 他是就是他拿给神的，不是第一批货，就是可能看看是哪一个随便拿几个东西啊，就献给神了。
The Bible didn't mention he took the best, the first fruit to offer to God. He probably just picked anything he found.
他说因此。他献祭的时候呢，神没有悦纳他的礼物。
So God was not pleased with Cain's sacrifice.
所以这个信心很重要。
Faith is a very important.
我们今天做圣工还是祷告的时候，相不相信神的确在看着我们
？Today when we pray or do church work, do we truly believe God is watching?
我们真的是为神在做，还是为我们自己在做？
Am I doing for God or just doing it?
我们真的是把最好的给神，还是这个体力上啊、东西上都是次等的
？Are we offering the best of best to God or just do what we think we can do?
我们可以看到说，因为亚伯这样子有信心去献祭，神喜悦，神喜悦他，他体验到神的喜悦。
We see God was pleased with Cain's offering.
那我们再看一个例子。
Another
希伯来书十一章
，Hebrews chapter 11,
第五节
，verse 5,
第五节
，Hebrews 11 verse 5。
这里说以诺因着信被接去，不至见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
圣经上告诉我们，这个以诺呢，他与神行走三百年。
Bible says Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
那以前的人呢，可以活很长。
In the ancient time, people live a long life.
那什么叫做与神行走？
What does it mean to walk with God?
在圣经上，这行走的意思就是说遵守神的命令。
Walking means obeying God's commandment.
那今天呢？神给我们两条很大的命令。
Today, God gave us two commandments.
我们放个书签在这里，我们来看马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章
，Matthew chapter 22，
二十二章的三十六节
，Matthew chapter 22 verse 36，
马太福音二十二章三十六节
，Matthew chapter 22 verse 36，
马太福音二十二章三十六节
，verse 36，
三十六节，这里说夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意，爱主你的神。”
37, Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
38节，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
38, this is the first and the great commandment.
39节，其次也相似，就是要爱人如己。
39, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
40节，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲啊。
Verse 40, on these two commandments, hang on the law and the prophets.
这个圣经有记载十诫，还有很多其他律法，全部都就是建立在这两个原则上。
The Bible recorded the Ten Commandments and the other laws, but all the laws are hang on these two commandments.
如果我们行事为人说话都是以这两个原则在做事，那么我们就跟神啊一同行走。
If what we say, what we do, is based on these two principles, that means we walk with God.
那神会喜悦我们。
God will be pleased by what we say.
那为什么这是信心呢？
Why do we say this is faith?
因为这个我们没有等到审判日的时候才说，哦，神啊，你用这两条诫命在审判我。我们现在还没看见，就已经开始做了，这就是信心。
Because we believe and do what God commanded us to do before the final judgment day.
好，我们再翻回来这个希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看最后一个例子。
One more example.
我们看希伯来书十一章第七节。
Hebrews 11 verse 7.
挪亚因着信啊。既蒙神指示他未见的事啊，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Verse 7, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world,and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
这是第四个例子，什么叫做信心？
This is the fourth example of faith.
神没有向他，就是说神跟他说话，跟他说他以后呢要毁灭这用水毁灭这世界，叫挪亚呢建造一艘方舟，就一艘船呢。
God spoke to Noah that God will destroy this world with water.So ask Noah to build an ark.
好，那叫他准备食物啊，带动物进去啊。
God told Noah to prepare food and bring animals into the ark.
为什么这是信心？
Why is this faith?
因为在还没有看到洪水泛滥的时候，他就相信说会做，因为神这样说。
Because Noah did what God asked him to do before he saw the flood.
就说还没发生之前，我们相信神的话，那去做预备，这就是信心了。
Before certain things happened, then we do what God asks us to do. That is faith.
好，我们看启示录这个圣经的最后一本书，第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章，我们启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章的第七节和第八节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
在这里是神给我们对人类一个很重要的宣告。
This is an important proclamation of God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录第一章第七节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。
7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him, even so, amen.
第八节，主神说，我是阿拉法，我是厄梅陀，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.Says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣以后会第二次再来。
Bible promised that Jesus will come again.
啊，主耶稣第二次再来的时候，要审判世上的一切的人。
When Jesus comes again, he will judge the world.
请问大家相不相信？
I ask you whether we believe it or not.
神所说的话。他以前所说很多的话都已经应验了，还有这个还没有应验。
Many of God's promises are fulfilled in history, but this promise has not fulfilled yet.
可是看以前神的作为，他说到就做到。我们知道说这个神呢，他绝对以后会来审判人。
Because in the past, everything God promised fulfilled, and we have faith that what God says here will be fulfilled.
那如果我们相信不做做预备啊，这不叫做信心。
If we say we believe but we don't prepare for it, it doesn't mean we have faith.
就刚才我们所说的，你相不相信我100块？有些人爱理不理，说我不管了。
Just like I asked whether you believe I have $100 in my pocket or not, and you don't care.
可能他心里面有信心，可是他没有发挥他的信心，所以他其实没有信心的。
You may think so, but you don't do anything.
好，那就讲个见证了。
Let me say the testimony.
啊，有一个地方啊，他们闹旱灾。
There is a place having a drought.
那么有一个兼教会呢，他们的牧师啊，就说我们来一个祷告会。
A pastor of the church called upon all the members.
我们要在这个外面呢，向神祈求啊，求神下雨。
We're going to pray to God, ask Him to send down the rain.
好，那他告诉信徒说啊，那请你带任何东西啊，来象征你的信心。
He said to the member to bring something to represent your faith.
那有些人就带圣经呢、啊。
Some brought their Bible.
有些人就带这个赞美诗啊。
Some brought their hymn books.
好，那么他们带很多人带不同的东西，后来去那个到外面就祷告求神下雨呀、啊。
They brought various things. Then they gathered outside to pray.
很奇怪，就是祷告一段时间以后啊，开始哦，看到乌云就来了，就开始下雨、啊。
After a while, they start to see a cloud, a dark cloud, and.See some rain drop.
这时候呢，有很多人呢、啊、就觉得说，这是我的信心啊！你看，我的信心使神啊，听我祷告下雨了。
Many things God saw their faith to send down the rain.
啊，在这时候呢，忽然之间呢，大家的眼睛就开始转向看一个小姐妹。
Then they turned their eyes towards a little girl.
啊，看到小姐妹哦，就打开雨伞。
And the little girl and open up her umbrella.
哇，这时候大家看到她说，发觉到说，啊，这个小姐妹才是真正有信心。
Then they realized the little sister has the great faith.
啊，因为呢，你要求雨啊，那只有一个在做准备啊，其他的都没有在做准备了。
Because they are praying for rain, and she's the one prepared for the rain to come.
啊，今天我们有时候也是会像那些大人一样。哦，神要来，神要来啊！请问我们有没有做准备？
Many of us were like the people in this story, thinking that God is coming, God is coming.
我们有没有去传福音给别人
？Are we preaching the gospel to others?
我们有没有准备好自己先受洗啊，求圣灵啊，啊，接受洗脚礼啊
？Have we prepared ourselves to be baptized and receive the foot washing and pray for the Holy Spirit.
有没有遵守神的命令啊？有没有去好好看圣经，看神怎么告诉我们怎么准备什么啊
？Do we obey God's teachings and to do what God asked us to do?
啊，所以这一切呢，都告诉我们说啊，信心不是只是头脑知道而已啊，也要有行为，也要去做准备。
Faith is just—it's not just an intellectual concept.Something we put in practice.
好，所以从今天的希伯来书啊第十一章，我们讲到什么是信心，我们用四个例子啊来证明，来告诉我们什么叫信心。
Today we use Hebrews chapter 11 to see four examples of what is faith.
第三节，希伯来书十一章第三节，第一告诉我们，我们相信有神存在，他是全能的，虽然我们还没有看见。
Verse 3 says, we believe God exists even we do not see him.
第四节，告诉我们，我们所祷告，我们所做的圣功，如果我们相信神在看，还有我们是做给神看的，做给神的，那这就信心了。
Verse 4 says, tells us we do everything by faith to do our best.
第五节呢，如果我们行事为人是以尽心尽性尽意爱主我们的神还有爱人如己这个原则来做事，其实我们就叫信心。
Verse 5 tells us if we do according to God's commandment to loving with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind,and also love our neighbor, and that is faith.
第七节就是告诉我们了，我们要做预备，因为主耶稣要审判。如果我们正好预备好自己，那就叫信心。
Verse 7 tells us we need to prepare Jesus coming, that is faith.
那因为有信心，我们才会得救啊。
Because our faith, we will be saved.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing him.
356首。
Sing him 356.